Dạ, ကျွန်တော်ဥစ္စာရ ကျွန်တော်ဒီဘူးဝီဝိုးဆိုကွန်ဖရင့်ဆို တယောက်စုနေကြတာကမ္ဘာနိုင်ငံဒီမှာအခုဒီရှိလူကြီးများလို့မင်္ဂလာပါခင်ဗျာ Ladies and gentlemen, very good morning to you all. It's my great honor to participate in this global conference on the multipolarity. My name is Naisu. Today I would like to share my views on the multipolarity and the global south. Today, the world as it is, it's fragmented, torn by the cross currents, contradiction, and multivalent forces, not single visions. Currently, the world is facing many difficulties, including pandemics and crises. We are now witnessing a geopolitical transition of global hegemony from the West to the East, which is represented in the history of the capitalist world system. Multipolarity has come to figure prominently in the everyday vocabulary of the diplomats and world leaders. For example, the first BRICS summit in June 2009 expressed support for a more democratic and just multipolar world order. No single country or group of countries dominates the world stage, and power share among several significant players. Currently, the world can be considered multipolar, as there are several major powers that will significant influence and controls over different aspects of the global affairs. China, Russia, United States, and the European Union are all major powers with significant economic, military, and diplomatic power. Other countries like Japan, India, Brazil, and South Africa also have a significant regional influence and are emerging as a major global players. This multipolar world has significant implications for international relations and global governance. It means that no single country can dictate the rules of the international system. And cooperation and collaboration among countries are necessary to address global challenges such as climate change, terrorism, and pandemics. The current multipolar world presents both opportunity and challenges for the country and the international community as a whole. And navigating this complex and evolving landscape will require careful diplomacy, cooperation, and dialogue among all actors involved. The emergence of a multipolar world represents a range of opportunities for the country and the international community as a whole. Some of these opportunities include greater diversity of the perspectives and ideas, increased cooperation and collaboration, shared responsibility for global governance, economic opportunities, and lastly, greater respect for diversity and different civilizations. Overall, the multipolar world presents the opportunity for greater cooperation, diversity, and inclusivity in global affairs. However, realizing these opportunities require a commitment to dialogue, collaboration, and respect for diversity among all members involved. The emergence of a multipolar world has significant implications for the global south, which is include countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. In the multipolar world, the global south has the potential to gain more influence and leverage in the global affairs by aligning with one or more major power or forming coalition among themselves. The global south has been on the rise. Global south is a broad term that comprises a variety of states with diverse levels of economic, cultural, and political influence in the international order. The global south is becoming more visible and influential in every arena. The Neo-Western world, the long-ignored global south, or the rest, as it's often called, is making its white part. This part of the planet is younger and faster growing than the West, but also more vulnerable to climate change, are becoming increasingly powerful and more assertive stakeholder in global politics. It is commonly said that the world is entering a multipolar phase in the global governance with the rise of the West South, or the increasing power of emerging economy, China, India, Brazil, Russia, and South Africa, the BRICS, and the strengthening of their relations. The multipolar world also presents challenges for the global south. and it may lead to increased competition and rivalry among the major both for access to resources, markets, and influence in the region. This could exacerbate existing conflicts and power struggle, and potentially lead to the exploitation of the global south by community powers. To navigate the complexities of the multipolar world, countries in the global south will need to pursue strategic partnership alliances that balance their own interests with those of the major powers. This will require a careful assessment of the benefits and risks of engaging with powers, as well as a commitment to promoting cooperation and collaboration among all actors in the international system. The global south faces challenges and
Thank you. Like, we have 30 seconds.
As a condition, the future of the global south in the multipolar world is complex and uncertain, but it's likely to be shaped by the range of economic, political, and social factors. Some of the potential implications for global south include economic opportunity, political alliances, greater bargaining power, technological innovation, challenges of globalization, and the future of the global south in the multipolar world will depend on the reach of better, including political alliance and economic trends. To thrive this new world order, countries in the global south will need to adopt flexible and adaptive strategies that can respond to the opportunities and challenges presented by the rapidly changing global landscape. Thank you very much.